Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, May 18th. I'm back here with Jen.
Hey.
As we start a new week here after a few days off, we have a rainy day, a winter day outside.
A rainy day.
Which I'll take any day. You know, yesterday I was driving back to L.A. and it was raining sporadically. Like, it's not the desert, but still there's not much there. It started raining so hard that I thought, it never rains this hard in L.A., you know?
Yeah.
Here, it's always a drizzle, you know?
A drizzle, maybe just like moderate rainfall is the heaviest it ever really
rains
here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it never rains, like, to the point where you can't see anything in front of you, you know?
Sure, I've definitely
and here, I'm doing 80 miles an hour in that rain.
Yeah. Your wipers are going as fast as they can.
Exactly.
You're still kind of squinting.
Yeah, but I won't compromise the speed, man. I'll still go fast.
You're one of those.
I'm one of those, yeah.
You're the person that drives by me, and I'm like, what the hell is this asshole doing? Doesn't right. he realize it's pouring?
Yeah, I'm the fastest on the freeway always.
Perfect. Mm. Yeah, no, I love the rain. I was actually thinking the other day, in the summer in L.A., it goes months and no rain at all. Uh-huh. No rain. Uh-huh. And back home, it rains all the time. But we get these like amazing, amazing thunderstorms. Like I've never even seen lightning here.
No.
Yeah. Like there's never lightning.
Doesn't happen.
And I miss thunderstorms.
Really?
I'll say that. I miss like a torrential downpour, uh-huh. like that, you know, end of summer or like end of the evening on a humid summer day. Even though I hate the humidity, there are some positives. And you start to see that, like, the heat storm.
Oh,
it's always
God.
Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty cool.
It is.
But I only experienced that when I lived in South Africa. It would, like, in the summer especially,
mm-hmm.
it would happen almost every day around.
Yeah.
It'd be like a beautiful blue sky. Then at 1 o'clock, it gets really gray.
Yeah.
It pours, and then it stops, and it's back to summer.
That's Florida.
Yeah.
Every day between 3 and 5 p.m. 30
really?
Minutes of rain every day, like wow. clockwork.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like the humidity is too much. It just builds up into rain.
Yeah.
And then...
Where in Florida are you talking about, like south, like Miami?
Orlando.
Orlando.
Orlando, yeah. But I hear it's like that everywhere in Florida. Mm. Rains at least 15 minutes to half an hour a day.
Wow.
I've even had like, it's like less than 10 minutes of rain.
And that's it.
And that's it. But it's when I say rain, it's like never casual rain there. It's always just like, pff, like someone turned over a bucket or something.
Yeah.
A giant,
like
giant
very
bucket.
Gray clouds.
Yeah. Almost black. Yeah. You'd see some really cool skies there for sure.
Yeah. And this is strange because the past few days have been pretty hot, right?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't really here. So not really. I wasn't here at all. But... So I drove up to see my friends again outside of San Francisco.
Mm.
And the weather there is just amazing. You know, I mean, 72, 75.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, does it ever get really hot here? No, doesn't. I'm like, sounds
good to me. Are you thinking of moving there?
No, not really. If I move, it's not going to be in California. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
You know.
I like it here, though. I mean... On
yeah,
the hottest
for you it's
day.
Different. Listen.
I know.
You haven't lived here all your life. You know?
It's very true.
40 years, you know, and I don't agree with the politics, so nothing really is, I don't feel comfortable here anymore. You know?
Yeah, it's different territory.
It is. But
I just like that if it's going to be as hot as it gets, at least the breeze does something to you.
Yeah.
It's not just like hot air blowing in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that bad, but when it's bad, it's bad. Man.
Yeah, September is like...
Right?
Yeah, September's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. What are you going to do? And that's the valley, too. The valley gets hotter, you know?
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? So So I drove up north, and it's funny because my friends, you know, they have a radio station, but they run it from home.
Oh, it's you visited Doug
and Don.
And
right?
Don, yeah.
The twins. So they have a radio station for remote shows, and so they work at home all the time, right? Mm-hmm. That's where they do their work from. And I'm like, you guys don't really feel the lockdown, do you? The quarantine.
Yeah, they're fine.
It's like they're like that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you guys crazy? You know, you got to get out of the house a little bit. Every time I go there, I get still crazy. I'm like, guys, we got to leave for a little bit. Let's go camping or something, you know? And there's nowhere to go. Everything's closed, you know, so.
That's my kind of thing, though. I feel like I could lock myself inside for a really long period of time.
Really?
Yeah, like I would just leave to go to the store or...
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm really good at that.
Really?
I'm fantastic at seclusion.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a strong point. Solitary confinement
sounds
like...
Do you look for it or does it just happen?
I look for it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're sick of people.
Yeah, I'm much better about it now. Since I've been out of New York, I like to socialize a bit more.
Right.
But I mean, the whole time I lived in New York, I would just like, I'd make plans. And then like, as the days got closer to the plans, I'm like, oh shit. Oh shit. How do I get out of this? I'm like, do I lie? I'm like, no, you should never lie. I'm like, but I could tell them that. I'm like, no, just say it. Just say how you feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Come clean, right?
Yeah, just come clean. I'm like, look.
Yeah. So for you, it's not a big deal either, right? I mean,
the
quarantine and stuff. You're okay with it.
I don't want to say okay with it just because of all of the other things that have to do with it, but having to stay at home is not an issue for me.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, the quarantine sucks because I had to move into my boss's place. Right. I would much rather be able to quarantine in my own quarters and not have to see anyone.
Yeah.
So for me, quarantine's not quarantine. Yeah. For me, I'm just jealous of all the people actually being able to quarantine by themselves.
Right.
You know? Sounds great.
Yeah. But you know what's depressing? When you go to restaurants to pick up food and the entire dining room is like roped off and stuff. You can't.
I know. The chairs are all flipped over. And,
right. And you have to stand 6 feet from them. And they have those glass protectors and stuff. And it's like, my God, man,
Yeah, we're moving towards a sterilized world.
What's happened to us, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And people are starting to despise each other for wearing masks, for not wearing masks. For staying at home, for not staying at home.
I know.
You don't know what to do anymore, you know?
Yeah. Who knows?
So it's crazy. But
You just have to do what feels right to you, I guess.
Yeah. You know, the whole world is going through this too, so what can you do, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
They said they extended the L.A. quarantine until August 3rd or something like that.
Yeah, like 3 months. friggin' months, man.
I know. I know. What a nightmare. I'm like, I got to get out of Bel Air, man.
I know. I'm telling you, you got to get out of L.A.
I know. I was thinking of going home for a couple weeks.
I know, man.
I think I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, because of the situation I'm in, I'm staying at this really nice house in Bel Air. There's tons of amenities, but I don't get to just use them to my own. Like, it's not like I'm like, oh, I'm going to go take a swim right now.
Right.
Or, oh, let me just play some pool and relax and watch a movie or do this or do that. Like, I'm at three people's beck and call.
Right.
You know, I don't get to. Yeah, I'm surrounded by it, but it's almost worse to be surrounded by it and not be able to use it as freely as I would like to.
Yeah.
You know, just to know that I'm constantly checking my phone. I had to like up the amount I was smoking at night because I stopped being able to like sleep the night through because I was like, I would just wake up and look at my phone,
really?
Over and over again. Yeah. I was starting to have that sleep panic of like, I was going to miss a text for whatever somebody needed.
Wow. In the middle of the night?
In the middle of the night. Not that they ever really text me in the middle of the night for anything, but my brain was still living on that frequency that I am working through 14, 15 hours a day.
Yeah.
So
I think this is traumatic for you. You gotta stop.
I'm like,
get out
I'm
of
fine.
That trauma.
I'm fine.
It's like you're a prisoner in a gilded cage. You know?
Yeah, my friend calls it the golden handcuffs.
Yeah,
because you're surrounded by all this amazing stuff, and they, you know, she's paying for my food, and you know, I get to when they order out, I get to order out. Except last night, and here's something that like. no matter how much I feel, because like my boss and I are kind of friends as well, you know, like we're tight, we do a lot of business stuff together. But there, no matter what, it's like I always get put back in my place of realizing that I am staff, that I'm not family under any circumstance. Like she went for a motorcycle ride with the guy that's staying there, and they stopped at this like seafood place to bring food back. And like, I know most people are meat eaters, but from a vegetarian standpoint, like the options, there's a running joke in the vegan vegetarian community that like we're always stuck with salad and fries. It's like a running joke, right? Man. So they come back and she was like, oh, we brought back some food. And she goes, she looks at me, she goes, I brought you back the iceberg wedge, and winked at me. And I'm like, oh, yay, a block of iceberg lettuce. It happened to be covered in cheese and bacon and eggs, so I couldn't even eat it anyway. So,
whoa.
And the only thing left was like some steamed. That's the thing about like restaurants that sell meat. They do a really poor job at like cooking veggies. Mm. Like the broccoli was like mush.
Really?
And the asparagus was all rubbery. It's like, it was like squeaking in my teeth. I'm like, great. Oh, this is so good.
You know, there's an article here about eating meat and stuff, and this is probably not new to you, but they're saying that, you know, when you eat meat, obviously you're more susceptible to die and stuff, you know. So so they're saying, you know, if you don't, if there's a shortage of meat and stuff, don't make a big deal out of it and all that stuff.
But, yeah.
But I don't know why, you know. I mean, we are carnivores. I mean, our body.
Well, we're omnivores.
Yeah.
I mean, most of our teeth are flat, and our jaws kind of move side to side, right. Versus like a tiger who has only canines, basically, like their whole teeth are the pointed teeth, and their jaw just moves up and down, which is how you kind of pulverize meat. Versus vegetables, where you have more square teeth that go side to side,
right.
But we have the canines because, you know, we are able to process meat,
right.
You know, for survival and stuff, but right. We don't need it.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, I love meat, and we made some barbecue and stuff, so that was nice. Yeah, I can't imagine myself living without meat. I don't know.
I felt that way too.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I was a big time meat eater.
Really?
For sure, yeah. Like steak was my favorite. Look, there's no doubt that meat is delicious. Being vegan and vegetarian has nothing to do with the taste of meat. It has nothing to do with it.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it like compassion for animals? Is that what it is?
It's a combination of things. I mean, okay. It's like.
Yeah, because you told me. I don't remember.
Yeah,
but.
It's like animal cruelty, just not wanting to eat dead things.
Right.
You know, Mr. Rogers said he didn't want to eat anything that had a mother. I was like, that's okay. So sweet and delicate. That's so sweet. And yeah, I mean, it just feels better on the body.
Yeah,
for sure. That was the biggest thing. That's how I started. That's how I stopped eating meat, was realizing that like my body just functioned completely different without it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's not for everyone.
No, not for everyone. I don't know that I would take the plunge, but to each his own, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So talking about masks, did you hear that Kim Kardashian unveiled a line of face masks as part of her Skims brand?
Of course.
So
I want to see these.
Not only that, but it's sold out already, man.
Of course, because anything the Kardashians touch turns to gold.
Exactly.
Same with the Jenners, obviously.
And they have different skin tone colors and stuff, you know, for like for darker skin, they're showing them wearing darker masks and so forth, although I don't see the point, but okay, whatever.
Is it supposed to look like you're not wearing a mask?
No, well, maybe it is, but you can tell you're wearing one. I mean, come on.
They're only $8.
Yeah, $8.
It's funny. It says on the website, or four payments of $2. I'm like, I think the whole like layaway idea has really gotten out of hand. I saw something on this website that I order things from China. It's like a clothing store, and it said a product was like three something, and it was like, or four easy payments of like 84 cents. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, I'm like, come on, like, come on, seriously.
Because they probably make some interest on that, and then it adds up for them, probably.
Yeah, probably. You can also get these 4 for $25 if bundle and save.
But yeah, Kim Kardashian, man, all she has to do is talk about it.
Yeah.
And it succeeds, you know?
I know.
Jeez, man. What's it like to be Kim Kardashian, I wonder?
Ugh. Just cut me a check.
Everybody wants to be with you.
Or be you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Such a trendsetter.
I know, right?
The whole family, really. I mean, her and Kylie both.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, Kylie is very successful too. Huh?
Yeah. I would say.
She's what, 21 or something?
Something. Yeah. Barely 21.
Jeez.
Barely.
Yeah, just grew up in a good family, you know?
Lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm happy with who my family is, but
yeah.
I wouldn't mind if they made a few extra dollars. I'm sure they wouldn't mind either, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Ugh. Heartbreak.
Yeah.
I just think about like how 10K is nothing to them, and 10K would take me out of like all of my debt.
Yeah.
Less than that, for sure. I'm like, it's just nothing. It's fine. Just a quick 100K.
Yeah.
Just.
Exactly.
You know?
Just slide it in.
A little cash.
Yeah.
Devastation.
Yeah. And talking about money, I've been continuing to practice my stocks. And I got to tell you, man, it's not working out very well on the simulator.
You're having a couple bad days?
Okay, there's one day that I don't even want to think about.
Uh-oh.
And remember, this is not real money, right? But I take it seriously because the sooner I'm good at it.
It may as well be.
Yeah. The sooner I'm good at it, the sooner I'll be able to trade real money. So Friday, right?
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I sit over at my friend's and I'm starting to go. And this one stock starts going up really high. And then I thought, gee, this is like, you know, really high. I'll short it. In other words, you just make money if it goes down.
Okay.
I don't want to complicate it too much.
Sure.
So when you short a stock, usually with stocks, you buy it low, you sell it high, right?
Sure.
Okay, here it's high and then you go low. So.
Okay.
So you bet on the prices going down, right? And usually it works because prices do go down. The fucking thing started going up with no stop in sight. And I'm going, what's going on here, right? I mean, this thing is like $1, $2. I'm like starting to be in the red like $1,000.
Oh, no.
You know, and you need to know when to stop yourself. But it's hard because once you start losing, you go, I'll stick around for a little bit and then go back up, right?
Right.
Never went back down, man. And I ended up with, so it turned out that it's a company that on Friday announced they may have a cure for the virus. Okay? Like 100%. They tried it in Petri dishes and 100% of the time, the cells were not contaminated by the.
So these are companies. So the companies that you're doing like the investments, I guess.
With trading.
Trading, yeah. All of those are also real companies. Those aren't simulated companies.
No, those are real. I mean, and the market is real. And, you know, and you buy
and
sell.
So the only thing is just fake money.
Right, exactly.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's the same.
So you can kind of learn the patterns of the different companies.
Right, and what time of the day. It's better to trade and all that stuff, you know.
So you found this company, and every single time that they've tested the antivirus or the vaccine.
No, I every day you pick something else, and I go based on what the trainer chooses.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
You don't have to know the company. You don't have to know shit about it.
You
just have to see where the price is going.
But that particular day, you were. Bidding with a company.
Yeah, that I didn't know. I didn't know anything because I didn't read the news, right?
Yeah.
You need to read the news to see if something big is going to happen. So it turned out that it's, they released the news, they have 100% cure. The price started going up like there's no tomorrow.
Mm.
Everybody started buying it up. And I'm like, shit, before I know it, Jen, I'm 12,000 in the hole.
12,000
in the hole. That's how fast.
Ooh.
It went. That's the opposite way.
Really opposite.
Right?
Yeah.
So I chose to forget that day. That was my Black Friday.
So you didn't
Friday.
Like drop that before it even got to that point? No. Like not even halfway?
No. I still was sure it's going to go down. I'm like, how high can it get? But so it was very unusual.
Yeah.
And I got a good lesson out of that one. You know?
Yeah, I bet.
So today I was a lot more conservative, and I was down about 800, and then I managed to climb out of that and win 200. So
okay, so that's something.
So I have a positive day, which is good. But
200's good.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But you know how much time you spend on just making and money on commissions and stuff you spend just to make that. So sometimes it works great, sometimes it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
But I picked up a book that talks about the psychology of trading, you know.
Mm.
Because you don't want to beat yourself up and shit.
I love a good psych book.
Yeah.
They're my favorite. My friend, my best friend Sean and I, I bought a psychology textbook. And we would get really stoned or drunk, and then we would just start flipping through and then stopping and just reading about different.
Really?
Yeah. That's the kind of fun we have.
Yeah, exactly.
Start diagnosing everyone we know.
Yeah.
Like, this sounds like that guy that you were, you know, in business with. I'm
so
like, and
like,
this sounds like
you
this girl I worked with.
You pretend to be a
with.
Therapist or something.
Yeah.
Right? Solve people's problems. I know.
Oh, man.
But no, so really, I mean, they're saying psychology is more than even understanding what you're doing, you know, because you can't, you know, you have the fear of missing out, which is a big deal, too. You know,
sure.
That's what was happening to me with that stock. I'm like, fuck, man, it's going up.
Yeah.
But at any rate, so that was a bloody day, bloody Friday for me.
Yeah.
So I don't even count it in my stats or anything. It's just like it didn't exist. But can you imagine if I lost that in real money? But you see, that's the point. I would never get to that point because you have to manage your risk. And
sure.
So you say to yourself, okay, if it's down $100 or $200, bam, I'm out no matter what.
Sure.
Right?
Totally.
But it's hard. It's hard to give up when you're losing, you know?
Yeah.
So
I mean,
anyway.
It's a protective mood.
Yeah.
Move. Yeah, I think.
Yeah. You got to watch out. And that guy keeps making $5,000-$6,000 a day. But,
that
you know, he's
fucker.
Been doing it for 10 fucking years,
yeah.
man. And he still has, like, bad days. I mean, you got to see if he doesn't make enough. He doesn't lose. He just doesn't make enough. He's bummed out completely.
I mean, that's his new norm.
Right.
That's the new norm for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a...
Fuck. I can't imagine making that much money, man.
I know. Man, I'm just excited when I don't know. I work with a Bitcoin guy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And whenever I find a client that's willing to invest, I'm always like, yeah.
Yeah.
Commission. Commission.
Yeah. I know, man. I know. You got to pick. You got to know how to pick your career. But this is very risky. I mean, this is not like going to be my career or anything, but it's on the side, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see. As soon as real money starts, we'll see
how
long.
You have like a little shimmer in your eye whenever you talk about it.
I know, because I get excited about new things, you know.
Yeah.
When I discover something new, it's like I got to devour it, you know.
Sure.
Videos, books, anything on it, so I know everything about it, you know.
That's great, though.
I know.
That's
and
great.
I get really excited. I mean, I can't sleep. I can't, you know, like manic sometimes.
No,
know?
That's good. That happens very infrequent for me, and a lot of times I get really excited about something, and maybe I'll buy some of the books for it, and then I'm like, eh.
Your mood changes.
Yeah, I'm
right?
Like, eh. It's fine.
Yeah, well, that does happen too, you know, when you think something's interesting and then you just kind of drop it, you know?
Yeah, sometimes it also takes like a book that you're not, like the writing isn't touching you, you know? Sometimes you pick up a book and you start reading it and you're immediately there, you're immediately with it. And sometimes you read a book and you're like, like 10 pages have gone by and I have no idea anything I just read. Like, wait, what? You know? And no idea.
Just worked.
Just
huh?
worked, yeah.
You don't go out of the house, like take a drive or something sometimes?
I
don't
took,
have the time for it.
No, I don't have the time. If I can do it before like 7:45 than I can. But most of the time I'm just trying to sleep as much as I can because my day is pretty packed. I got the little kid hooked on Starbucks though. I take her, whenever I pick her up from her play date, she usually does like a sleepover on Wednesday nights and I pick her up Thursdays. And I use it as my opportunity to get Starbucks. And I started buying her like a kid's hot chocolate just so that she won't complain. And now she started trying like Starbucks pastries. And so today she looks at me, she goes, "Hey, Jen." I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "After my tutoring, can we go to Starbucks?" And I was like, "I already went."
Yeah. So you got her all turned on to it.
She was like, "You already went without me?"
Really?
Yeah, I did. Sorry, kid.
Yeah. Well, do you get to practice for when you have kids?
I'm like, I don't want to practice. I'm like, this is me time. This is me time. Well, you know?
Do you like kids for the most part? Not really.
Not really. I like certain kids. This kid's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of like, can I have some water? Can I have some nuggets? Can I have this? Right. Where does this come from? Why? Why? Everything's why. Why? I'm like, can you pass me that, please? Why? I'm like, because I would like to have it in my hand, please. Obviously.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, my parents always talked to me like I was an adult, so I feel like I was never that, like, why kid. I always just kind of, and my mom will even attest to that, that I just sit there.
And you get impatient with the kids asking.
Yeah. I'm just like, stop asking me things, you know, coming in the room every 5 seconds. I'm like, I have to literally finish this email. Like, it took me 6 hours to write an email on Saturday. It was a very long, very lengthy email, but it took me like 6-7 hours to write this email because she had her friend over, and the whole time they're like, like over my shoulder, like whispering things in my ear, or like sticking their finger in my ear, or just like doodling their fingers in the top of my hair, or like using the end of my hair to play with the cat.
Obnoxious.
Yeah. They're just like, "Scribble, fuck," like trying to get the cat to like grab my hair. And then they're like, "I'm not hungry." And the other one's like, "I'm hungry." And I'm like, "Well, what would you like?" And she's like, "I want dinosaur nuggets." So then I was like, "Are you sure you're not hungry?" to the other kid. She's like, "No." And then as soon as I finished making the other one food, she ate it and I cleaned up. She goes, "I'm hungry. What do you have to eat here?" And I'm like, "Have a yogurt." Like, you know, and then she's like, "Can I have a spoon?" And she's like, "I dropped my spoon. Can I have a spoon?" And she goes, "I dropped that spoon. Can I have a spoon?" I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
I'm like, it never ends. And then you have to hear the like screaming. You just feel like you're stuck in this like exotic bird shop and all the birds are screaming at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my heart goes out to you, Jen. It sounds awful.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot. Yeah. And then on top of it, you have like adults asking me for things too.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man.
Oh boy. You need a vacation.
I need a vacation. Need a break, huh? That starts and ends with a spa day.
Yeah.
You know, like a 10-hour spa day on day one and then a 10-hour spa day on the last day. And maybe one in the middle.
Yeah.
That'd be great. It's great. You know?
I know. Too bad we can't go anywhere, you know?
I know. And it's amazing. Like, I feel like, and I was talking to my friend Sean about this because he goes and hangs out with his new neighbor who has kids. And his neighbor's like, "Yeah, man." He's like, "I used to get dressed all the time, wear nice clothes." He's like, "I love to shop. I love to collect great clothing and shoes." And he's like, "Now I'm just in basketball shorts and flip-flops because I'm exhausted." You know, I'm like, I so get that. Like, most of the time I'm just like strolling out of the house, like a bun on top of my head. I have like flip-flops on, like definitely probably basketball shorts, like the most comfortable that I possibly can be because it's the only salvation I have in my day is to know that I'm wearing comfy pants.
Oh man,
yeah,
my life is good compared to that.
Yeah, I'm like, what am I gonna wear, a blazer while I'm picking up kids' toys and cooking dinner? Like, no.
That's true. Yeah.
I have no need to wear a blazer. Like, right. I love a blazer. I'm a blazer collector, but I'm not gonna wear a blazer while I have like little kid fingers that are covered in spit. I'm just like, take your fingers out of your mouth. And she's always just like watching a movie, like rubbing her gums with her finger. Uh-huh. And I'm such a germaphobe. I'm like, stop. I'm like, go wash your hands right now.
Yeah.
Go wash your hands. And they're at that age where they're constantly like touching their privates. And I'm like, ew. She wasn't wearing any underwear under her dress the other day, and she was sitting on all the pillows, and her mom and I looked at each other, and we were like, ugh. And I'm like, stop smearing your bottom all over everything. I'm like, you're just smearing it across the pillow.
Yeah.
Just put some underwear on, man. I hate it. My little cousin used to do that. I was like, if you want to sleep in my bed, you have to wear underwear.
Yeah.
I was like, you're not smearing that thing all over my bed. No way.
God, man, kids.
So gross.
What's going on through their minds? Those Who knows? Little brains, you know?
Ugh. They're just like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
But you know, when they're your own, you don't mind it as much, you know?
Yeah.
I realize that because I always felt, how am I going to clean a baby shit or something, right?
Yeah.
But when it's yours, you do, you know?
Yeah.
You're okay with that.
I guess. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I was, and I detest shit, you know, but...
Yeah, I know. You really hate it. It's barf and boogers that I don't like. I can't do the nose picking.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Here we go being gross again.
I know. We were in the pool, and I was like, ew. And she was like, what? And I was like, ew. She's like, what? I'm like, ew. She's like, what? I'm like, you have a big slime hanging out of your nose. So she grabs it and it like slides out like 2 inches into her hand and she throws it into the pool. I was like, oh.
Oh, Jen, my God.
I know.
Can't unsee that now.
How do you think I feel? I saw it in the flesh and I believe me when I tell you it was flesh all right. It was... quite a piece.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so gross. Just fingerprints on everything.
Yeah.
Just touching everything. Like, just keep your fingers in a mitten or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Put the kid in a cage and you get it all solved.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Don't get any ideas, any viewers.
Yeah.
No ideas.
We're just kidding here.
Yeah, we're just kidding. Don't want to hear on the news. And then like they're like, you guys were putting ideas in people's heads to put kids in cages. I'm not going down for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of shit happening in the news. So some states are relaxing the rules a little bit, opening up and stuff.
Yeah.
You said the beaches were busy? Did you?
Apparently.
Or did you see it like on the news or something?
No, my boss went to the beach yesterday, just stopped kind of by the rocks just to look.
Yeah.
And she said everything was really, it was slammed.
Yeah.
A lot of people there.
Well, people have had it, you know.
I know.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, they're saying there's 2 states that did not loosen up at all, and that's Connecticut and Massachusetts.
I know, it's tighter restrictions over there because everything is so much closer together.
True.
Did you see this woman's teeth transformation? It's almost like she has layers of teeth on top of her teeth.
Really?
Yeah, and she had, I guess, cosmetic work done and had the top layer of teeth, and now she looks like amazing.
Really? Yeah. Did they have a picture of before?
Oh, yeah, they have it right next. So this is her before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The teeth are totally out of the mouth.
Yeah, like she has teeth, like regular teeth, and then teeth on top of those coming out of the upper gums.
Jeez.
And then her after picture is this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she looks great. Now. Yeah, good for her, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to be done, man. I bet that was painful.
Yeah.
But at that point, it's like,
yeah,
you do what you have to do.
Exactly. It's like a shark. They have 2 sets of teeth or 3.
Yeah, they have several for sure. That's what I was thinking. It was like a shark. Yikes. Man.
Justin Bieber tells fans he regrets not saving himself for marriage.
Right.
How can you save yourself for marriage when you're Justin Bieber and all the women throw themselves at you?
Right. I mean,
right?
I feel like in order for him to have gotten to a point of being ready to settle down, he would have had to, in one way or another, get that out of his system.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, especially all that option. I mean,
And he was still young. I mean, you know, the thing is, getting that out of your system sometimes takes till you're 30 or something, you know, till you feel like, hey, I'm ready to settle down.
I'm sure he was on like hyperdrive, though. You know, he has like a million times more option than the average person.
Yeah.
You know.
You know.
What a giant dating pool. I mean, who is it? Robert Pattinson said that being a celebrity actually helps your dating pool because it kind of like it kind of gets rid of a lot of all the excess fat, kind of, so to speak, where, you know, you're not picking up someone at a bar like unsure of anything. I mean, of course, you're unsure of anyone you're dating, he said, but
here you get a lot to choose from.
Yeah, you have, I mean, a lot to choose from, but it's narrowed down once you're kind of a celebrity because it's just a smaller dating pool.
Smaller dating pool?
Yeah, because you're usually dating people that are kind of on a similar level as you. I mean, he's most likely not going to just meet someone at 7-Eleven or...
No, but, you know, I mean, if there was some hot fan or something, you know...
I'm sure, but... Yeah,
I don't know. They have an endless pool to choose from, I feel, you know. I mean, I get on these fucking apps. I don't get even one response. I'm so irritated, you know.
I know. It's rough out there.
It is very rough. It's rough.
Or there's so many people to respond to after like 3 days. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah. You see, you're on the receiving side. You're the woman.
The female side of it. Yeah, for sure.
Your problem is the opposite. Yeah. What do I do with all these responses?
Yeah, and most of the time it's just a lot of annoying conversation. Yeah. But, I mean, that helps you weed people out, too.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, some weirdo that's like, send me a picture of your toes. I'm like, no. They're like, why not? It's okay if you haven't had a pedicure. That's even better. I'm like, yeah, no.
If they're stinky.
I'm like, ew, I gotta go. Gotta get out of here, man.
My God, the stuff that people want to do.
I know.
You know?
And it's weird out there, too, because, like, you never know how someone's going to take something.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, like, stalkers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird out there. You just never know. Did you hear about the woman? A woman returns to office to rescue a banana she left on her desk 9 weeks ago.
A banana?
A banana, yeah. She said she wanted to rescue the banana. I'm like, what I wonder why she was fired.
Yeah.
Probably fired for being nuts.
Yeah, for being crazy. Have you gotten your own avatar on Facebook yet?
No.
They have those avatars now. Everybody's making one.
Doesn't really do it for me.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, avatars are not new. I don't know why people are making such a big deal out of it.
It used to be like the weird kid thing to have an avatar instead of a picture. Everyone's like, what's going on with that? And now it's like very common. I've noticed on TikTok, a lot of people use an avatar instead of a photo.
Really?
Which I think is it's interesting how the world's changed. I mean, I remember when AOL came out, my friends and I would go into chat rooms and just mess with people, and then we'd tell them to like meet us at the mall using like a fake photo, obviously, and then meet us at the mall, and then we'd watch them at the mall like waiting for us and go into just weird chat rooms and like talk to like older men and like,
well, this reminds me that I was on a dating site. Like, this was in South Africa, so that was in 97. I mean, the internet just started, and there were a couple of like dating sites,
sure,
small. So I met this woman, and we agreed to meet at the mall.
Yeah,
so I dressed up. Yeah, I looked forward to it, everything. I went there, and then I saw her waiting for me. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't like what I'm seeing. So I took off. I left.
She wasn't like her pictures?
No.
Oh, man.
And I took off, and then she's like calling, and I felt so bad, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't do shit like this. But I thought, what am I going to do, you know? I mean, spend a few hours with someone I'm not attracted to or anything, you know? But no, that was me, and I felt like shit about it later, you know?
I know, it's hard out there. It's hard out there, man.
It really is.
I've definitely showed up to dates and been like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've bailed out a few times, yeah.
There are times that I should have bailed out when I didn't.
Yeah.
And I've regretted that. So you never know which end you're going to regret.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, I should have been out of here ages ago.
Yeah.
I remember going on this one date at an art museum with this one guy who... You know, sometimes when people get the weird white gunk in the corners of their mouth.
Right.
He had that like the whole time. And I told him that he had it because I'm that person that's like, you have something on your face, you mm-hmm. know. But he kept getting more, like it just kept happening over and over and over again. And then it was like all over his lips and he was like spitting it when he was talking.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, I'm like, oh, like such a germaphobe about it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, stop. Like squirming. Because I was so grossed out by it. I was like, we got to get out of here.
We keep going back to gross things. I don't know why that is today.
I mean, it's fun to talk about sometimes.
I suppose.
It just comes with the territory of life.
Yeah.
Real and human.
That's true.
Human behavior.
Yeah.
And I live with a 7-year-old, so.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I literally talk about, I hear the word poo like 20 times a day.
Sounds great.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great.
They put Kurt Cobain's guitar up for sale. The bids are starting at $1 million for a guitar.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense. You know, if you have money and you can have the guitar that he used to play in, it's pretty cool, right? But $1 million, I mean, come on, what is this?
Yeah.
Where do people get this kind of money anyway, you know?
Who knows, man? I mean, like...
They do day trading.
They probably have, like, old stocks and something. I mean, I have a friend who's, like, family member died and left them all their stocks to Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. Wow. They could be paying me to drink their coffee.
Yeah. Huh?
I drink it enough, man.
Yeah.
I've definitely invested quite a bit in Starbucks.
Yeah. Huh? You probably own a little piece of it. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. I know.
The coffee is expensive, though, right?
I have hacked the system.
Yeah.
So a latte is like a double espresso and milk of your choice with ice. I get a double espresso with coconut milk, but I don't like as much milk that comes in a latte. So my drink is under $2.50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And yeah, I just get it in this system. Big cup. So I feel extra fancy and like I have a bigger drink.
I used to drink at Starbucks all the time.
What was your go-to?
Cappuccino, that's what I like. So legit. That's what I make at home all the time. Now that I make it at home, I don't need Starbucks, you know.
I know. If I had a sweet espresso machine. I mean, I have a percolator, but it's not the same.
Yeah. Get an espresso. They have them for like $100 or something.
Really?
You know?
A Nespresso?
And then they Nespresso, yeah. And then they have foamer but the capsules are like 70 cents a piece, but it's still cheaper than Starbucks, you know?
Yeah.
And you make foam that's even better than Starbucks foam. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
No, I worked as a barista for a few years, so I make some pretty decent milk foam.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
But this is like automatic. You don't have to really know how to do it.
It just does it for you.
It just does it.
That's so easy.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's my goal in life. That's why I like it.
When I was first going to get an espresso machine, I figured, I'll just get like ones that are like in the cafes and stuff, right? Where you replace the thing and all that stuff. And people said, why are you doing this? You know, just take Nespresso and it has no, you don't have to clean anything. You don't have to throw away anything.
You don't have to clean it?
No.
How?
It just, there's just water coming out of it, you know? And then with the coffee, you put the capsule, it's right before the water comes out. So no, you don't need to. And then you just wash the foamer, which is a separate thing, you know.
Sure.
It's like a cylindrical thing. So you wash that after you put milk in it. But the machine, you don't have to clean at all because it comes in capsules, you know.
Only $100?
Yeah.
Huh.
Look it up, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think I might.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I know. No, I once you have it, when I went up north, I was going to take it with me.
How big is it?
With my friend. About the size of a, I don't know, what can
like
I compare
pitcher?
It to? No. What's it like? Let's see. I don't know, like maybe a blender or something or mixer.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Hmm. Yeah. Well,
it's smaller than a regular like Keurig machine and stuff.
Sure.
Smaller than that.
Yeah, I don't really love Keurig.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
No?
I mean, it's like amazing the first couple of times you use it. You're like, woo! And then I'm like, okay, this doesn't really taste that good. Except like the hot chocolate is kind of good.
Yeah. They have many different flavors too, so, and different strengths, you know. So
yeah.
And now they actually have Starbucks blonde coffee. Actually, several different Starbucks blend from Nespresso. So in the...
Ooh, yeah, that's a game changer.
It is, you know.
Let's say Nespresso. So,
yeah. We'll see if they have a sale right now. You can get it for like $100 or so. But, yeah, for the most part, I just drink coffee at home, and cappuccino is my go-to.
Yeah, I love that. I love an Americano. That's my jam.
Yeah?
Americano or espresso, milk, ice, little iced situation.
Good. Yeah. So you like espresso without milk or anything?
I do.
Yeah, you can just drink it straight like that, huh?
Totally.
Yeah, to me it's too strong like that. I don't know.
I love it. Put a little hair on your chest. So good. Robust. I always feel like a strong individual after I drink that. I'm like, ugh. It's like taking a shot of like really bad whiskey or something.
Yeah, true.
It's good.
Yeah, they have what I used to drink that's close to it is like Turkish coffee. Have you heard of Turkish
coffee? Oh, I've had Turkish coffee.
It's like mud. They call it mud, you know?
Yeah, definitely mud.
Yeah. But it tastes good, you know. You put a little bit of sugar in it and it's amazing, but it's so strong.
It sounds so exotic, and I've gotten it before at this Lebanese restaurant back home. My friend and I were like, ooh, Turkish coffee sounds great. Let's have some. And we literally had like a muddy coffee mustache when we took a sip. Like, it tastes good, but quite a texture.
It is. Yeah. It's quite a texture to it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Man.
Finally, I wanted to bring this up is, you know how they treat in those Islamic countries, they have like honor killings and stuff when women don't quote unquote behave.
Yeah.
And so these two Pakistani women were murdered in an honor killing after a leaked video, showed both of them kissing this guy. And, there was a video that surfaced. Now, why would they take a video of this when they know it's illegal or
like that death will happen,
right? You know, why are you even putting it on video? So
were they trying to bring awareness to it so that maybe it's more normalized?
No, not at all. I mean, they were just probably playing around kissing with the sky or something, you know.
It's so sad that I know, even happens.
22 and 24 year olds, you know, they were cousins
just for kissing someone.
Yeah. You know?
Can you imagine?
And you know who kills them? It's not strangers. It's their family.
The family, yeah.
The family kills them because it brings shame on them, you know?
I hate that shame is more important than having your family alive.
Right. But, you know, it's in tribes and they still have like tribal societies there and stuff. And they haven't gotten the memo, you know?
Yeah.
They're still like living in the past, and this is crazy, you know. I mean, the way women are treated, they're not allowed to leave the house, and you know, they value the women based on how they handle their duties, so to speak.
I hate that.
Yeah,
shit.
Can you imagine being born to a society like that, man?
I know, and people. I mean, look, I know America has its issues, and we definitely have our shortcomings, but at least I'm thankful to not be waking up in a society like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Not to have to be scared all the time, you know? Oh, man. And your family turns on you.
I mean, for what, you know?
Just because they're, like, ashamed. But, you know, think about it. When you create a culture and everybody subscribes to it, there's nothing you can do. I mean, people expect you to do it, probably.
Yeah.
To kill them, you know?
Of course. And you expect it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's going through their mind at the moment in time when they're making that video?
Yeah. That's crazy, man. It's crazy. I don't know what they were doing, but I feel bad for them because, Well, they're dead.
Do they have a specific way that they execute them?
No, not necessarily. They're not saying anything here, but I think they stoned them or something, you know? I mean, I've seen that.
It's such a rough.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, well.
Jesus.
Yeah.
On that note.
Uber rides now require masks, of course. The drivers are required to take a selfie with a mask on every time they pick up somebody. You know, so there's probably like face recognition or something that mm-hmm. can tell if you have a mask on or not. So, so that's that. I don't take Uber, so it doesn't really matter.
It's so insane.
Me.
Yeah. Imagine how much extra and how many extra pictures they have in their phone now that they have to delete. I clog my phone up with pictures so much.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's the least of the problems.
Yeah, it's true.
You get somebody in your car, you don't know if they're sick or not. You don't know who they are, you know?
Yeah,
so it's
true.
It's pretty dangerous to do that now, but people need to make a living.
They need to make a living, and people need to get around.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, folks, this is it for today. Wednesday, we're going to have a guest, so we'll be here then, right?
All right, Wednesday it is.
Okay, take
see
care.
You then.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.